Welcome to Awareness to Action, where you'll discover how possibilities become reality with me, Joan Marlowe. Join me and my amazing guests for powerful stories about those world-shifting aha moments. You know, the ones that catapult you into action and transform the way you walk through the world. Yes, you can live your life with purpose and passion. Maybe you aren't there yet, and that's okay. This show will take you behind the scenes and walk you through how other people just like you were called to transform their lives and the journey they embarked on to get there. The first step to taking life-changing action, or any action at all, is awareness. Maybe that's why you're here. Join the movement to create and live your purpose and passion while embracing your authenticity. Awareness to Action starts now. And welcome to Awareness to Action. And I'm Joan Marlowe, and I am beyond excited. I'm always excited about my shows, but this one I am beyond excited because we look at the best laid plans, and sometimes the best laid plans can just go away because something amazing has happened. It has to do with awareness. So my guest today is Leah D'Ambrosio. And Leah and I had never formally met. I took a class with Leah years and years and years ago in my Reiki journey. And it was another life changer for me. And it was related to doing Reiki with animals. So as you know, before I introduce Leah, I like to start my shows by sharing our common conversations and our common words so that we have an operational definition to work. So today when we talk about Reiki, and I might have touched upon it before, and I don't know if you visited my website, which is peacefullyhealing.com, but my main portion of my business is Reiki. I'm a Reiki practitioner, I'm a Reiki master teacher, and I also incorporate some animal Reiki in my business as well. But what Reiki is a spiritual, it's an alternative modality that uses spiritual consciousness, whereby it's always the intention is to support the person that you're working with. And what happens is, as a Reiki practitioner, with those thoughts, because so much of it happens up here, the energy from out here comes through me, goes out my hands, and is drawn into whatever it is I'm sharing it with. It could be a person, it could be my food, it could be plants, it could be trees, it could be animals, it could be whatever. And the Reiki is innately intelligent, and it will go to where it's needed. All I need to do is step out of the way and make it happen. But the beauty of Reiki is that it also has lasting abilities and lasting powers. And what it does, it helps people and helps animals feel such a deep sense of relaxation that their body's natural healing abilities kick in. That's where Reiki takes over, and we get out of our heads and get out of the way, and we just let it happen. So today we're going to be talking about Reiki being used with animals and what that means. And again, combining that whole sensation of, our standing out of the way and allowing the healing to take place through Reiki. So I'm fortunate to have Leah D'Ambrosio with me. And let me tell you a little bit about Leah. Leah spent her entire life with and around animals, from horses, dogs, cats, and fish, to the more exotic species such as tigers, yes, you heard me right, and she's got tiger stories, snakes, and raptors. In 2007, her love of animals and desire to serve them led Leah to discover Kathleen Prasad and her unique method of animal Reiki. Leah and Kathleen had immediate synergy, and from their shared desire to help shelter animals, along with Kathleen's vision, they created SARA. So in 2008, SARA was founded, and SARA stands for Shelter Reiki Animal Association, SARA, S-A-R-A. Since that time, they have grown SARA from 28 members to over 400 members, and that's across the world, throughout the world, who have helped support thousands of animals through the power of meditation. So think for a moment about the life of an animal in a shelter. What would you feel like if you were put into a shelter. And I'm sure some of us felt it that last year during the whole, you know, go to your room and stay put during the pandemic. So just think about what goes on with animals and how in control we think we are with those animals. So again, let me introduce Leah and welcome her to the show. Leah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Joan. It is such an honor and a pleasure, and I am so excited that we got to reconnect in such a big way, and that you're going to allow me to share my story, because it is a really wonderful short story that I hope will inspire others to learn animal Reiki and start on this path as well. Because as you know, it's such an amazing path to be on.
It is an amazing path. And again, as with all of my shows, there's preparation to make this happen. And so I spend chunks of time with the folks that are my guests to gain their insight and to learn. And I always, and this could be weeks and weeks and weeks ahead when the show is going to take place, just so I can get my head in gear, they can get their head in gear, we put together the information to present to you. And then I usually touch base a couple of days before the show happens. So this time, I mean, Leah and I were sort of on a path. We thought we were going to go a certain way. And then last Monday occurred for me. I took a day off and I went kayaking. And I kayaked in an area that's called the Lower Salt River, and it's in the Tonto National Forest in the area of Mesa, Arizona. And as you'll be seeing, we're going to be passing along little clips of what I experienced. I was in and amongst a herd of horses, and I saw dozens of horses that day, and they are just so at peace. And at some point in time in my video, and if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see the whole video. And somewhere along that way, I just said, oh my God, I'm just feeling so serene. And my aha was that I felt my blood pressure drop in a healthy way. And it was just this feeling of complete serenity. And so later in the day or the next day, I decided to send Leah the video. Well, Leah went crazy. And we went off on a whole tangent about the direction of this show and to talk about that experience, my personal experience with the horses and the message that they are sending to me. And the program that we're talking about within the animal Reiki world is called Let the Animals Lead. So, Leah, take it away. Let's start this conversation.
Yeah. So first of all, you know, there's a huge difference between human Reiki and animal Reiki. You know, with humans, if I'm going to sit with you, Joan, and you know this, if you're going to give a Reiki treatment, you're going to talk to the person, you might do a lot of touch. You might even, I know some Reiki practitioners use crystals, they use singing bowls, they use angels, they use a lot of different things. And we humans really like that, right? It makes us feel like, oh, you know, there's even more coming to me, more. Whereas animals, it's actually the exact opposite. So with humans, you know, we're going to focus on, you're going to come to me with a hurt neck or something. We're going to really focus on that neck and we're going to really work on that neck. Whereas with animals, they might present, especially in a shelter, you know, oh, they have a broken leg. Once we put our thoughts towards that animal and its leg, it's like this, because our energy is directed that way. And animals are much more about holding space, you know, they hold space for each other. Like you'll see when an animal is dying, if there's other animals around, they'll come and they'll hold space. They're not trying to fix anything. And that's one of the big lessons we can learn from animals. We don't need to fix it. But in that space of us meditating, that is what they have shown us that they really want. It's just for us to hold space for them and not focus on what's wrong, but to hold space. And in that space, like you said, you know, then the self-healing can occur because they're feeling supported. So what I was really excited about your experience was that you told me you're in a kayak, you're going down the river, you come upon these wild horses. And when people, I'm so excited for people to see this video, because it is not what you would expect from wild horses. They weren't jittery. They were completely relaxed and in their own Zen space, right? And you're paddling and you enter their space, right? And you feel this immediate healing. Well, that's exactly when we practice meditation, when we learn the let animals lead way, that is exactly what we're doing for shelter animals. So those horses, they don't think, okay, I've got to get centered, I got to get zen, you know, I better do my breathing. You know, no, it's just natural. They are living Buddhas. Animals are living Buddhas when they are in their natural, healthy state. And so these horses together, right? So in a group, whenever we pray together, when we meditate together, that group power, that energy is so much bigger, right? So you've got this herd of horses and they're holding space. And now you've entered that space. And your healing occurred. And you didn't have to, okay, I've got to focus on my healing. I want my blood pressure up. No, it just occurred. So like you were saying, the energy of Reiki, which is a spiritual energy, which, you know, so Rei means, what is that? Spirit, and Ki means energy. So spiritual energy is like the literal meaning of it. But when we think about it, it's just a balanced energy. And that is what the horses were bringing. And that is what, because we're like this all the time, right? We're blah, 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 blah. When you entered that space, and because there were so many of them, that's another point. Because if you were to come up and you were feeling all, and it was one horse, you might not have it had that same experience because it's like one-on-one, right? But in that group where they're all connected together, and they're all coming together and just together creating that. You entered that and your immediate healing began, which was so beautiful. And it was such a perfect illustration of what we can offer sick animals, stressed animals, traumatized animals, when we calm our energy, when we calm our bodies through this beautiful art of meditation, and we just are. We're not focusing on what's wrong. We're not trying to fix anything, right? You know, we humans, I swear, we try so hard to do the right thing, but a lot of times we are really interrupting the flow of things. We have a problem with death. A lot of times animals don't. They show us how to approach death. You know, when there's groups of animals and one is dying, like the elephants. I love the elephant example because elephants will circle around a dying animal and they will stay there and hold vigil until that animal passes. And that's really huge. I mean, that's a huge thing that animals show us, but instead we're always like worried or crying or upset because it's so hard for us to say, you know, goodbye or to let go because we also have regrets. Well, animals don't have that. So it's really beautiful to experience what you did, and so rare, right? Because how many times do we gently approach a situation, right? Because even if you were in a pasture, you might have come up to the fence and started talking, but because you were in your kayak and you're floating by and they're there and you're very, you know, respectful of them and being wild and being in their own space, that this then happened. And I just love that.
Yeah. No, it certainly was an experience. And again, when you think about that, when you think of, again, our heads are always getting in our ways, with the animals, not so. Just recently, these horses, these wild horses, they have been, for generations, there are people that have been following these horses for 30 and 40 years, photographers and whatever. There's so much information about them. And just recently, a mare had died. And she had like colic and she died, and the pictures that they had of her as she was sinking, and again, she was right in the water sinking. Her latest little one was next to her. And it was powerful in and of itself, but everything you said as far as that level of, they were holding space and there were other horses around her calmly, just holding space and letting her drift off. It was pretty amazing.
And I want to comment one little thing on that is, so as humans, our first, when we hear the little baby was by the mom is dying, our first indication is, oh my God, and no, that's so sad. Okay, yes, that might be the situation. But the other part of that is, this little horse was able to say goodbye to her mother, was able to see her mother passing, felt the support of the herd around her, right? So it's not as traumatizing and it's not even bad. I mean, animals show us that, you know, she was able, what was really wonderful is she was able to say goodbye. You know, a lot of times in the animal world, we'll take an animal to the vet and they'll either euthanize and the other animals don't get to say goodbye. So it's really important to let animals just hold that space. And sometimes they'll hold whole space after the animal has passed. I've seen that before. And they just hold that animal and they say goodbye when they're ready. And then when they do let go, it's like, okay, you know, it's a closing door. It's fine. It's not to say they don't miss that animal when it's passed, but it's not how we view it. So it's, I just felt like it's really important to kind of know that it's not sad. It sounds sad, but it's really not when you consider everything that was happening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, let's take a moment and take a break and then come back and continue this conversation about what the differences are between the animal Reiki and the human Reiki, and as well as looking at the amazing things that we are seeing that meditation does for both of them and us. Be right back.
Living life, or is life living you? Tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with Tea Lotus on Triple L, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Let's face it, you don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for face yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
TalkRadio.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Awareness to Action, and I'm Joan Marlow. My guest is Leah D'Ambrosio. And, you know, typically in my shows, we're talking about the aha moments of that transformation for us personally. And for Leah, like myself, I mean, my background with animals is very similar. I mean, my first kitten was when I was like 4 years old, and you know, whatever, and on we go for this love of animals and appreciation and respect for animals, oh, so much. And I think one of the, which I loved was your aha moment when Kathleen sort of helped you along the path of looking at working in a shelter. Maybe talk about that a little bit, because I'm dealing with that too, that whole, I'm going to want to bring them all home with me. Or, oh my God, someone's hurt. What am I going to do? So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, I've always worked in the corporate world, but I've always loved animals. And so I really wanted to find a way to volunteer to give back to animals. But I was always like hesitant to go into a shelter because every time I went, I would just cry, right? It's also sad. You can't take them home. You can't save them all. And you really start to feel helpless. Well, when I first took my level one with Kathleen, I apologize, they're doing construction next door, so I apologize for the noise. But when I first studied with Kathleen, I told her that I wanted to go into shelters, but I just didn't have the strength. So she gave me a really easy meditation to do that is incredibly profound that I would love to share with all of your viewers. And it really helped me to realize that, you know, when you go into the shelter, it's not up to you to save everyone, but it is up to you to hold space, right? To go in there with an open heart, an open mind, and just hold space for these animals. Because the reality is these animals, it's more important for them to be seen, to be heard, to be loved, than to be saved. Because you can have, you know, food, water, you know, shelter, exercise, training, all these things. But when that spiritual piece is missing, you'll see where that's where animals shut down and they start to get really depressed. But happy animals in shelters like that we've gone into, we have programs, they actually are happy, right? They're excited. And that's a totally different thing. So what she told me to do was to do a very simple Reiki meditation, which is called the precepts. And the precepts, they sound like affirmations, but they're really more like instructions for life. So the precepts are for today only, which is a very Buddhist concept, right? In this moment right now, which is all we have, yesterday's gone, tomorrow isn't here yet. We only have this very moment. So in this moment for today only, do not anger, which doesn't mean never get angry. It just means don't hold on to your anger. Do not worry, same thing. Don't hold on to your worry. You can acknowledge it and then let it go. Be humble, and that, you know, means to be without ego and to not think that you are the smartest person in the room, right? And to be honest. And what that means is to be honest to your true self, right? Don't try to be someone you're not. Be true to your own self and have compassion for not only for other people, but for yourself. So when we look at it as a whole for today only, in this moment, do not anger, do not worry, be humble, be honest in your work is another way of saying it, and show compassion to yourself and to others. Well, in this moment, we can be all those things. And let's say something happens a moment from now and we get angry, right? We can bring ourselves back into that space of compassion for ourselves. And so it's kind of a circular motion, but it's a very powerful meditation. And you just say it three times in the morning, three times at night, or you say it, like for me, it was getting ready to go into the shelter. And what that did was it helped me let go of my anger, because you see abuse cases. It helped me let go of worry, and it helped me to really be true to myself, which is someone who wants to work with animals, who respects and admires animals, and then to show compassion to myself and to others, right? Because you will come across others who may not have the same viewpoint as you towards animals, and the best thing to do is you just show love. So with the animals, what that does is when I would do this meditation, whenever I feel myself going out of balance, I bring myself back. What the animals start to feel is that I am this person that's just like the sun, right? It's just this beautiful light. I don't have anger. I don't have worry. I'm honest. I'm humble. I have humility, and I'm compassionate, right? And that's what they feel. When we're worried, our energy is like, and they're so sensitive to energy, right? That's how they communicate. That's how they learn to navigate their world. And we're so deaf to energy, right? So we aren't as tuned into it. So we come in and we're worried about our bills and blah, blah, blah. We're like this, like Tasmanian devil when we come to an animal. And of course they're gonna be like, whoa, that's too much. Or we're angry. Like, let's say we're angry at what they've gone through. That's another really negative emotion. They feel the anger. They don't know why we're angry. All they know is they're feeling anger from us. So a lot of times with human Reiki, that they convert to animal Reiki, the reason it's not as effective for those Reiki practitioners who may be listening is because of the focusing on what's wrong, the insistence on hand positions, instead of going inward, letting go of our own crap
like the horses, right? And just being that pure spirit, that pure, unattached, non-judgmental, just in the moment and enjoying the space. So when I sit down with an animal, I'm always, thank you so much for being you. And I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to sit here. And I will sometimes just turn my back so they know I'm not expecting anything of them. And I just breathe and let go and just get into that meditative space. And I always ask the animals for help because it's not natural for us to meditate, right? A lot of times we think we're meditating. You know, I don't know if you know these women, Joan, that I saw them a lot in Silicon Valley, right? So they're all, I do yoga, I meditate, and they're the biggest a-holes you're ever going to want to meet, right? You are in adult timeout. You are not meditating. But the animals show us. So when we go into that space and I ask the animals in the shelter, you know, please help me to get into that space. And that seems counterintuitive, right? I'm supposed to be there for them. They immediately are like, oh, we never get asked. We never get asked for help. I would love to help you. And then in that space, it's like, okay. And we all start to calm down. And we have a really beautiful video on our website of Kathleen in a shelter. And yes. The dogs are all.
I was going to mention that. Yes.
Yeah, but then
please give the which website is it on?
That's on the Shelter Animal Association.org. We are a .org. Yeah. And it's really beautiful because that's all you have to do. You just have to let go. But we want to fix, right? We want to do. La, 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 la. And the thing is, the animals show us we don't have to do. In order to be really effective, in order to help them heal, in order to help them grow, we just have to let go and be that sun of just beautiful energy sitting with them. And then they connect to us, and then other dogs in the shelter connect, right? And then people connect. Yeah. And that's a really amazing thing. Saying these precepts are probably the most powerful thing you will ever experience if you do it. Like if you do it 3 times in the morning, 3 times at night for 30 days in a row, I'm telling you, it is life-changing. I used to be a little bit of a rageaholic. Like, you know, things would set me off. I'd get so pissed, so upset. This is the end of the world. And now it's like, that happened. Okay. You know, and it's not to say I won't get upset, but it's like, okay, I can let this go for today only. Right. And I know that everything's going to be okay. Everything works out for me. And that energy always brings good, right? So it's when we're doing the meditation for animals, because that's the driving force. That was the driving force for me, right? I'm doing this for animals, but really the byproduct of that is that I found inner peace. And the animals have taught me so much. And, you know, working with tigers in Florida at a wildlife sanctuary was literally life-changing. And I'd love to share a story if we have time, Joan, about that.
Well, let's go back a little. Let's go pick up some of the things that you just spoke about.
Go right ahead.
And again, I mean, for those of us that have our animals home with us,
yeah,
we know, at least in my world, my girl knows when I'm off. My Cali girl knows when I'm off. And she will come around to help me and support me. And I have heard over and over again when people are when I've got cancer, the animals will take on the cancer. I have clients that experience that the husband had stomach cancer and the dog kept sitting on the man's lap. And the doctors were involved in saying there's some interesting stuff going on here. And then when the man did pass away, the dog ultimately passed away and he had taken on so much of this cancer. And they feel for us because at least our domesticated animals feel for us so strongly and they want to please. And even if they are hurting, they won't show us that they're hurting either. And that's some of the confusion being a parent to an animal, being a cat mom. It's like, you know, I wish you could tell me what was wrong with you, but we don't know that.
Because they're not whiners like us, right? Like we're all, oh my gosh, I have a pain.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I got it. And they're not because yeah. It's just a part of, okay, oh, I've got a pain. And I'd love to say that too about like the cancer and about the animals is that, you know, when you have cancer, people look at you like, oh, Joan's got cancer. Now she's Joan with cancer. You're still Joan, but now people see you as Joan with cancer, right? Mm-hmm. So animals are the same thing. You see an animal with mange. Oh, that animal's got mange. That animal. We have to see with our heart eyes and see that person. I remember when Kathleen had breast cancer. I was one of the few people that just saw her still as Kathleen. Yeah, you've got this, but we're going to beat it. right? And, you know, we laughed and we, and she beat it, and she's 10 years cancer free now. But, you know, a lot of it was not going down that hole of, oh, she's Kathleen with cancer. Oh, that person. And that really taught, you know, her a lot, but also me from seeing what was happening to her. When we go to animals and we're like, oh, you're sick. Oh, let me try to, you know, they don't want that. They want us to be like, oh, I'm so excited to be here with you. Mm-hmm. And could you help me meditate? Because they're still useful. Just like I'm still useful if I have cancer. You're still useful if you have cancer. You're still the same person. You just have this thing, right? And so, and also what animals show us is their minds are expansive. They're not zoned in on a healthy animal, I should say. Okay, we know traumatized animals. Animals, they're expansive. When you're expansive and there's a problem, and this goes back to the pain, right? They have pain, but their mind is expansive. So this, it's like, this is our minds. This is pain. So that pain is big in our heads. But for animals, like I'm going to put it in my mouth, their minds are expansive. Okay, this is just nothing, because your mind is like here. So this now is just something. Yes, it's there, but it doesn't take up all the space. Whereas humans are like this. Oh, this is my problem. This is my mind. Mm-hmm. And we don't give ourselves that space. So that's another thing animals show us and teach us with that, with cancer and with the expensive minds and all that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I kind of went off on a tangent there. So
imagine my surprise. Let's get off on a tangent.
I know. I have so many tangents.
So we're going to head to break, but again, in summary of what was just spoken about is it's what goes on up here.
Absolutely.
And how many, if you've been following my shows at all, is awareness to action. It's what we hear. And then what are we going to do to move forward? So I ask now the listeners, as you're hearing things, what are you going to start looking at to change for you? Whether you're with animals or not with them, and then if you have animals, think about how you're approaching them as well. But it's all about what goes on in our heads that serves our bodies as well as serve the things around us. So let's take a minute and go to break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about how you bring Reiki into your life. We'll spend a couple minutes talking about that. Thank you.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlow. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. Before break, what we were talking about, or what I was referring to, is the work that we have to do, and that so much of what Leah is talking about is this whole mind thing. And at times we are our worst enemies because we allow all these things to filter into our heads, and we don't want to influence our animals. But again, we go back and talk about operational definitions. Let's talk about an operational definition for meditation. Meditation doesn't mean that you have to sit there and om away or whatever else. When I teach meditation, I often say, if it's going to bring you light and love and joy, do it. That could be your meditation. I say, if it means you're digging in the garden, you're digging in the garden. If it means you're cooking, you're cooking. Whatever it is that you're doing, because your body knows what's bringing you joy, and that could be your meditation. Then, of course, you also have your formal meditations. And it's all about, again, bringing that light and bringing that and opening your heart to the possibility of what is. And I know my cat knows when I'm happy. And as I said earlier, she knows when I'm sad. So let's circle back a little bit and let's talk a little bit about Reiki. So of course, if you meditate with Reiki or without Reiki, your animals are going to be impacted by it. What the additional element of Reiki is, are, you know, the pieces of the precept and the pieces of just the principles of it. And again, it's that practice. Many people learn Reiki because it is an alternative healing modality that you can use for your self-healing. I know that's how I got involved in Reiki, because I was very, 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 very broken and in 2008, and I needed lots and lots of help. And the Reiki helped me do that. And that was why I also quickly went through all the steps to be able to teach this. So if you're interested in learning Reiki, and Reiki is relatively easy to learn, you can learn it over a weekend. Again, I teach Reiki in 1 and 2 together. Visit my website, check on my classes, and join me. And I'm now teaching Reiki not only in person, but also teaching Reiki on Zoom. So we're able to do that now. And again, that all came about because of the pandemic and whatever. And it's very, very powerful no matter what. And one of the things that I send my students away with is, for the next 30 days, and Leah mentioned about the 21 days or the 30 days, is use the precepts again, just for today. I choose not to worry, and so on and so forth, as well as just doing that quiet time and noticing what's going on with you and noticing where your differences are. The same thing that I felt floating through those horses, and I'm pretty zen in lots of arenas anyway, and I could feel my body even go sink more deeply. That was my aha moment for that particular point in time. So consider bringing Reiki into your life, and reach out to me at joanpeacefullyhealing.com. More than happy to share insight, more than happy to help you find a Reiki master that can teach you, and then go on and learn through the Let the Animals Lead program and bring Reiki, I will learn to speak it, into your life. So that's important to you. So, one of the things also is about this, you know, creating space and holding space, and it's slowing down and taking a pause. And we can also learn from that how important it is for us to just slow down, get that thinking mind out of the way, take that pause to allow our bodies to catch up. So meditation, that's sort of what meditation does, because it's all about having your mind going in a specific area that's all about the good or all about the quiet, or again, bringing you joy and acknowledge those particular points about those joy points. That's real important to you. Anything to add to that, Ms. Leah?
No, I mean, I think that, you know, people think meditation is so hard because they want to do that, you know, quiet time, namaste thing. But really, it's walking your dog. That's a meditation. If we can just focus on our breath and focus on our steps, you know, being in a space of gratitude is a meditation, a really powerful meditation. So yeah, no, I 100% support you. And yeah, definitely when you were floating down, first of all, floating in a kayak on the river is meditating, right? Isn't that beautiful? But then you had the added gift of having these horses holding space and you got to float through that. And that was just amazing for you because you also got a healing of low blood pressure at the same time, which is so cool, right?
Low blood pressure. Clarity of mind.
Clarity of mind.
And when I got off the river, I had all this energy. I mean, energy and focus. Yes. And again, the lessons that we get in our lives come in a variety of ways, and we never know. We've got to be aware of these things all the time. And like on the river that particular day, we saw dozens of horses. There were tons of these herds, and it was just very, very, very powerful. So.
No, absolutely. And I think that, you know, it's really being open to those experiences, because I think those experiences are all around us. Mm-hmm. But we have to be open to that experience. And a lot of times we're not. We're really closed off. You could have been just kayaking and just, you know, kind of in your own head and not been open to that. So it's another.
Which is what we have a tendency of doing at times.
Right.
And even when you said about walking your dog, I mean, I know folks that walk their dogs and have their ear pods in or they're doing that or whatever else. So again, so would that be a recommendation? Does the dog sense that you aren't focusing?
They're absolutely sense you're not focusing.
Because they know you aren't fully there. So they'll
absolutely
stop when it's essential to stop. And would it serve more or serve at a higher level if you weren't multitasking and listening or whatever? I'm just curious now that I just brought that up.
Absolutely. In fact, we just had a meeting about this because some of our members are fosters and they work with shelters. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about the importance of presence, because if you're on your phone or if you're listening to a book and it's interesting and you're trying to, your dog knows you're disconnected and then will, you know, do things they're not supposed to, just like children, right? Because they need that kind of guidance. And this lady experienced her dog got away from her, got hit by a car, but she was on her phone, you know? And so it really is important for us, but it helps them to feel connected and like a team, right? We all want to feel in a partnership, and animals are no different. So when we can, even just listening to calming music is nice. If you have to listen to something that calms you and brings you down and then makes you more connected to your animal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, we recommend that.
I couldn't agree with you more. So some of the, if you know, listeners, if you go and visit the shelteranimalreiki.org website, you will see some headings that relate to some of the meditations that are as part of this Let the Animals Lead is a meditation that takes the animals or supports the animals in moving from sadness to happiness, from overwhelm to confidence, from suspicion to trust. And when you think about what happens to an animal when they go into the shelter, or when they are spooked by horrible things happening, I mean, the fires that are going on, et cetera. So we're talking about the wild animals that are out there. And just to know that there are certain things that we could do along that line is very, very helpful to them. So, and again, it's all about transforming the animals and helping them in their transformation of who they are. Yeah. And that's real important as well. So Leah, we're going to go to a break again. Is there a, want to tell the spider story?
Yeah. So I was sitting meditating and I thought I'll sit underneath a spider. And all of a sudden I felt this warm, just like, and I don't get visions or anything, you know, it's not about that, but just red. And this little, you know, daddy long leg was up in the corner, just so tight, just so upset before my meditation. And I thought, you know, I'm super scared of spiders, but I'm just gonna meditate and see what my energy does. And halfway through, like 15 minutes in, he's literally like, his one little leg is barely attached to a web and his whole body is blown. And he is completely blissed out. And I thought, wow. So, you know, it doesn't even have to be, you don't have to be with your own animal. You can be anywhere and feel that support, because I really truly believe that spider connected to me when I felt the warmth and it saw red, and I just really felt that connection. And in that quiet space of meditation, we can really deeply connect. It seems counterintuitive because we're so passive, it's quiet, but that's when the deepest connections happen.
And as we're, as you know, again, I think about the, you know, the title of the show, Awareness to Action, and my hope against hope is, as we share these points of awareness and give examples of what the actions are, and again, so many of the actions are circling back around for us to simply learn how to be versus doing, because our animals are kings and queens of learning how to be. So if you know, as you're looking at, is if pictures are floating in front of this screen right now for you, the one picture of the cat with the little paws up in the air, that's my Cali girl. And that is the position that she takes if I am recording a meditation for a class or whatever, or put on my YouTube or whatever. So she comes running in and she assumes a position on her back, the paws go up in the air. As well, it happens if I'm listening to a meditation, she comes in, sits right next to me, no matter where I am, or she doesn't sit on my lap. She sits around me somewhere. And again, assumes a position, the little paws up in the air and whatever. So, you know, and again, teachers, animals are our teachers. And we've got to listen to that. So again, the actions are, what are you doing for you that again helps the greater good and also helps you to heal animals as well as helping animals to heal you, because it can be a, you know, a wonderfully symbiotic coordinated relationship. So that's real important for us. So again, we've got another break and we're gonna come back, and Lee is going to share a little bit about how you can reach out to her, a little bit about what the giveaways she's offering as part of this show, and then we'll talk from there. Thanks so much.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ity.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? Tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with T. Lotus on Triple L, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Back once again. And so before we keep moving forward, let's take a little pause here ourselves. And Leah, tell us where we can find you. Tell us where we can find all the information about animal Reiki, letting the animal, Sarah, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is shelteranimalreiki, and Reiki is R-E-I-K-I, association.org. And you can go on there. If you're a Reiki practitioner and you want to learn animal Reiki, you can take a class with me through that site. If you're interested in learning animal Reiki, Kathleen is doing online classes, and she just opened up her classes to, I think, 40 people. Before it was only 8. And so she's done this really great system where she can open it up to more people. And that's animalreikisource.com. You can go there. There's a plethora of information. I mean, it's just so much information about animal Reiki. And then, I think that our Facebook, you can find us on Facebook, Shelter Animal Reiki Association, and you can find Kathleen there too, Animal Reiki Source. And I encourage people to visit both because we share different information, but it's always about animals and how you can support animals and how you can get the support from your animals at home, because they always want to support us. And that's so lovely. We have our own little living, breathing teachers at home, which is so wonderful.
Yep, by all means. And of course, share a little bit about what you want to do for the giveaways for our audience.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to be able to give away some gifts to your listeners. So I think that we decided that the first person that reaches out, and I guess if everybody comes in time, there'll be a drawing, but we will give out Kathleen's really wonderful book, Reiki for Dogs, that has some meditations in there. And even though it's called Reiki for Dogs, it really is meditation with your animals. And then we have a 21-day meditation, so the meditation challenge, and that is with the precepts, which is really exciting. And then we have a book called Healing Virtues, and it's all about the ethics of Reiki with animals and how we have to be as practitioners. And it's even if you aren't a Reiki practitioner, it's a really great book because it just gives you some simple instructions on how to be with animals. So we have 5 guests. So for the others that don't make it, they can choose either a Healing Virtues 21-day meditation or Reiki for Dogs, and we will make sure they get a copy. I'll send it directly from Amazon, so it'll go straight to them.
Excellent. And the way they're going to do that is to email you. And what would the email be?
So the simple, well, it's not a simple email. It's Leah, L-E-A-H, at shelter, and that's S-H-E-L-T-E-R, animal, A-N-I-M-A-L, Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, and then association spelled out .org, O-R-G.
Okay. And we'll include all that in the show notes and whatnot. And I've got that in the description. We can handle that. And if you get confused, reach out to me and we'll take it from there. Joan@peacefullyhealing.com. So, in looking at all these pieces and parts and looking at the power of meditation, bringing meditation into your life, it's just so it can help you, it can help your animals, and that's what's so huge and so important for you. And you don't have to take up a particular model of doing things a certain way, and it's all about what's going on up here. So one of the questions that we had in there, we've talked a lot about human Reiki and animal Reiki and why they're so different, but the difference between meditating alone and meditating with animals. And can you share that in light with your tiger story? We have to tell your tiger story.
Oh, yeah. So every year for the past 11 years, we've gone to Florida to a wildlife sanctuary called the Care Foundation. And she rescues all kinds of different wild animals, tigers, bears, everything. So we went there. It was the first year. And I sat down and did the precept meditation with these two tigers, Tigger and Pumpkin. And it was literally like a medicine ball to the chest. When they connected with me, it was like, oh. But the interesting thing about tigers is that they're very generous. But at the minute your mind goes somewhere else, you're like, bye. Which is why I always encourage people to meditate with horses, meditate with wild animals, because when your attention starts to go somewhere else, they go, nah. And tigers, unlike horses will come back and they'll say, okay, as soon as you go, okay, got to get my mind straight, they'll come back. Tigers, no. Come back later today or tomorrow. We're not. And they're great teachers. And it was just such an amazing thing. And, I came back a year later after meditating with them. And it was the most amazing thing because I had only meditated with them for like an hour over 3 days. And I, after meditating with a year, I came back and they were like
domestic cats. They were chuffing. They do this when they see a friend, and they were rubbing against the fence. And from that time on, I could call them my name and they would come running to me, you know, through a fence. I wasn't with it, but it just showed
not jumping on you. Yeah.
No, but it showed me the power of meditation. When we put our thoughts to an animal and bring them into our heart, they feel it immediately. And I think that that's really important to share, because even negative thoughts, when you're worried about an animal, they feel that really intensely. So, you know, just always look at your
animal.
But
if you're worried about anything. So again, we're getting to the close to the end of the show here. And again, I think the constant resounding message here is take care of what goes on up here.
Absolutely.
Take the time to do some kind of meditating, to find your joy point, to be quiet, and to then notice what the difference is. Surrender to it, accept what's happening, but always think about your thoughts and that you're impacting more than just you. You're impacting people around you, and you're also impacting your animals. So that's very, very important as well. And you've got so much power to help them. But again, turn it back to them and let them take their power, their innate ability to help you as well. But Leah, I can't begin to say thank you. This has been a joy. And
so
I'm so excited, and I'm now off to fill out my form to go and go work at my shelter down the street. And now I'm brave. I'm not going to go and want to adopt all of them.
You don't need to. They don't need that. But you know, I will say, I am a lazy person. That precept meditation, that is the best hack. If you want to get centered, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, use that precept meditation.
It's true. It's true. Well, thank you so much, Leah. Again, joy. Thank you for re-energizing me to go out and do more and to be more out there for all the animals in my life, because they truly are our teachers. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
And again, thank you, guests, for being here.
Thank you for joining this Awareness to Action episode. Join me next time for more inspiring stories that will shift your perspective and allow you to see pathways toward a more fulfilling life. It doesn't come overnight, but with a positive outlook and a will to keep moving forward, you will get there, and it will be worth every twist and turn along the way. A willingness to learn from this experience is key. If plan A doesn't work, remember, you have plans B through Z to continue your journey. With each adjustment, you're one step closer to turning a possibility into a reality. For more information about me, or to work with me personally, visit peacefullyhealing.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.